Tanzania is one of the fastest growing economies in Africa, making it an attractive destination for investors looking to start a business. However, navigating the process of starting a business in Tanzania can be daunting for those unfamiliar with the country's regulations and procedures. In this podcast, we will provide a beginner's guide to starting a business in Tanzania. 1. Business registration. The first step in starting business in Tanzania is registering your company with the Tanzanian Business Registration and Licensing Agency, that is BRELA. The registration process involves selecting business name, obtaining a taxpayer identification number, and obtaining a business license. The registration process typically takes 2 to 3 weeks, and the cost varies depending on the type of business you're starting. 2 is the business permits and licenses. Certain businesses in Tanzania require permits and licenses to operate. For example, if you are starting a restaurant, you will need to obtain a food service permit from the Tanzanian Food and Drugs Authority, TFDA. Other businesses that require permits and licenses include construction, healthcare, and transportation. Taxation, that is the third point. All businesses in Tanzania are required to pay taxes. The Tanzanian Revenue Authority, TRA, is responsible for collecting taxes in Tanzania. The tax rate varies depending on the type of business and the amount of revenue generated. It is important to register with the TRA to obtain a TIN and to comply with all tax registration. Business location. Choosing the location for your business is important in Tanzania. Factors to consider include proximity to customers, suppliers, and transportation infrastructure. Zoning regulations and building codes must be considered when selecting a location. Then we go to financing. Financing is an important aspect of starting a business in Tanzania. There are various sources of financing available, including commercial banks, microfinance institutions, and government programs. It is important to research and compare financing options to determine the best fit for your business. Another one is the business culture. Understanding the business culture in Tanzania is important for success. Tanzanians value relationships and trust in businesses, so building strong relationships with customers, suppliers, and partners is key. Swahili is the most widely spoken language in Tanzania, so learning some basic Swahili phrases can be helpful when conducting a business. Starting a business in Tanzania can be a rewarding experience for those willing to navigate the country's regulations and procedures. By following these steps and seeking the guidance of professionals where needed, you can start a successful business in Tanzania.